Controller Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Welcome to the new week, Monday afternoon here. Austin is going to be all over this weather front that's moving through actually the northern portion of Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
He'll have an update for us, a complete update on today's weather. And, of course, we'll look down the line for a five-day forecast as well. That's coming up, but let's go ahead and take care of three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola is going to dedicate a new marker at Miraflores Park tomorrow morning. Happens at 7 a.m. Wow, that's an early one. The marker will distinguish 80 unmarked graves. Mayor Reeves said the marker is the first part of commemorating the site. The rediscovery of the cemetery happened when Boy Scouts were cleaning the basement of a building and found skeletal remains. That happened back in 2021.
And Upward Intuition, the not-for-profit organization that launched Blake Doyle Skate Park near downtown Pensacola, is proposing a skate spot in a corner of Cordova Square to help open the lines of communication. City Council member Allison Patton, who represents the area where the skate spot is proposed, will host an informal meeting tonight at 6 p.m. in the gazebo at Cordova Square to discuss the proposal.
Yeah, John Schell doing a great job with Upward Intuition, and he's behind this scene. And what the whole scene is behind, it's safety, because what a lot of kids coming from East Hill, North Hill, all around the Main Street area in downtown Pensacola.
Right.
They're heading to Blake Doyle to skateboard, doing it at nighttime, which is a safety issue there. You got kids in the street, bicycles and skateboards and heading down there. So what John wants to do is make like these satellites areas where the kids can stay in their own neighborhood and skate. And it's all in the name of safety, and good for John Schell. He's a great guy. Here's story number three we're watching for you today. Pensacola Police looking to add resources to its real-time crime center. It would be a partnership between private surveillance camera owners, businesses, and PPD. Members of the Community Outreach Division plan to speak with businesses and homeowners, asking them to register their cameras. Right now, the registry would not allow direct live stream access to PPD.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll just squeeze a couple more of these in here for you. A portion of 9th Avenue in Pensacola is currently closed due to a stormwater project. The city announced earlier this afternoon that the southbound lane of 9th Avenue is closed between East Romana Street and Bayfront Parkway. The northbound lane had already been closed as part of the project. Southbound lane is reportedly expected to reopen before tomorrow morning.
Okay, drivers, here's another street kind of an awareness for you. FHP working with local law enforcement agencies in a traffic operation over the weekend. They really caught a lot of people. But drivers approaching the intersection of Spear Street, this is at Highway 90, experiencing road closures today. That area is closed for 1 week as improvements are made to the intersection. Motorists should proceed with caution and look especially for the detour signs. 415. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic to weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 88 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 79 tonight with slight chances of thunderstorms that will increase tomorrow. High of 88 and low of 79 for your Tuesday. 4:15 here. We'll take a quick break. Here's your history of the Blue Angels.
Although the Blue Angels are the oldest continuously organized flight demonstration team in the world, they were not the first. Before we explore the history of the Blue Angels, let's take a look at those who preceded them. Flight began with the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903. The birth of naval aviation was 8 years later in 1911. Recognized as the grandfathers of precision aerobatic flight, the Three Hawks were the Navy's first exhibition team. The Three Hawks were a three-plane team formed within VB-2B Squadron in 1928 at NAS North Island in San Diego, California. They were the original Felix the Cat Squadron, which served aboard the aircraft carrier USS Langley. Flying Boeing F-2B2s, the Three Hawks' first public exhibition was at Mines Field, what is now Los Angeles International Airport, during the National Air Races September 8th through 16th, 1928. They flew formations which were, for the time, considered exceptional. Some maneuvers even involved flying while tied together with ropes. The Three Hawks represented the Navy at air shows until late 1929, when all three pilots received orders to new assignments and the team disbanded. Another team from Squadron VF-1B aboard the USS Saratoga, called the High Hatters, flew during the late 20s and early 30s. The team consisted of 9 aircraft and pilots that were rotated among different sections within the squadron. Even Charles A. Lindbergh flew with the High Hatters during the Cleveland Air Races in 1929, 2 years after his solo flight across the Atlantic. The Three Flying Fish was an exhibition team formed at NAS Anacostia in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 1930. 1 year later, the men were transferred and the planes returned to use in the regular fleet. Meanwhile, onboard NAS Pensacola, a group of instructor pilots within Training Squadron 5 formed a team called Three Galantzels, a name taken from the high sails on square-rigged ships. The group flew together from 1930 through 1932. No other naval flight demonstration team would fly until the end of World War II, and that team was the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
How and why the Blue Angels were formed will be covered next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Baby, take my hand.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, 420 News Radio 92.3. A Florida man is set to be executed in July for killing two people. This happened outside a bar. It was a case of mistaken identity. Deborah Valentine has more on the story.
54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell is set to die by lethal injection July 15th at Florida State Prison. Bell was convicted in 1995 and sentenced to death for the murders of Jimmy West and Tamika Smith. In December 1993, Bell spotted what he thought was the car of the man who fatally shot his brother. Bell was apparently unaware that the man had sold the car to West. Bell, armed with an AK-47 rifle, found the car parked outside of a liquor lounge and waited. When West, Smith, and another woman exited the club, Bell opened fire. West died at the scene. Smith died on the way to the hospital. The other person survived. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And with no clear off-ramp, the war between Israel and Iran could last weeks, if not, or it could last weeks, not days. Florida International University Middle East expert Dr. Eric Laub says Israel is targeting Iranian oil and nuclear capabilities while Israel is losing civilians. He believes Israel and President Trump are intentionally trying to degrade Iran's military capabilities with the expectation that any leadership that is spared has less negotiating leverage.
Two South Florida shark divers convicted of theft for freeing 19 sharks and a giant group from a fisherman's long line have been pardoned by President Trump. Pardons for Tanner Mansell and John Moore Jr. were signed last week. They had been convicted in 2022 of theft of property within special maritime jurisdictions. And also, another Chinese national working at the University of Michigan lab been arrested and accused of smuggling roundworms into the U.S. We bring this in because a Florida lawmaker being very vocal about this situation. It's Senator Ashley Moody. She says she doesn't think this will be the last time this happens.
It will keep happening until we step up and make it illegal to bring students here that can spy on our country.
And a popular dinosaur-themed playland at Disney World is shutting down. The Boneyard in Dinoland USA will close permanently after September 1st. The closure will make room for the Tropical Americas expansion. Guests have a few more months to enjoy the interactive dig site and climbing structure.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423, News Radio 92.3, factory activity in at least part of the U.S. slump this month. Jenny Casola has the report.
The latest reading on how factories are holding up is significantly weaker than economists were expecting. The New York Fed's June manufacturing index came in with a reading of negative 16. The May reading was negative 9.2. New orders and shipments weakened in June, and businesses say they're continuing to deal with inflation. Selling price increases picked up, though firms apparently don't expect the slump to continue. More are more positive about the outlook for future business conditions. That reading rose above zero for the first time since March, and manufacturing employment grew slightly this month for the first time in several months. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Okay, stocks ending up today with oil prices falling despite ongoing military actions in the Middle East. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher after the Wall Street Journal reported that Iran is signaling that it wants to end tensions with Israel. Big tech, financials, and industrial stocks were among the gainers, while energy lagged as oil prices fell. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks advanced, and tech giants Microsoft and IBM hit all-time highs. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow rising 317 points, the Nasdaq higher by 294, S&P 500 up 56. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see what we got here. All right, do have some backups on the Var Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10. As for the weather, 88 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. Going to have rainfall chances this evening that will ramp up for your Tuesday, high of 88, low of 79.
427, News Radio 92.3. It is that time of year again. Wildfires not only here in Florida, but in Hawaii. Dozens ordered to evacuate as crews on Maui battle a fast-moving wildfire this afternoon. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Maui Department of Fire and Public Safety says the Kahiki Nui fire has ripped through roughly 500 acres, not revealing containment details. According to officials, at least 105 homes have been evacuated and no injuries or structural damage has been reported. Officials in Hawaii have signed emergency proclamations allowing for the use of federal assistance programs and authorizing the activation of the Hawaii National Guard. The fire igniting Sunday in East Maui, fueled by strong winds. This is about 60 miles from Lahaina, where a fire in 2023 left over 100 people dead and destroyed thousands of properties. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz distancing himself from a man suspected of killing a state legislator and her husband and wounding a state senator and his wife. Vance Belter is a suspect in the weekend shootings, and he was appointed to a state advisory board by Walz in 2019. Walz's office says that the governor did not know him and emphasized that it was not an appointment to a position in the governor's office or cabinet. A friend and roommate of Belter told reporters that he voted for President Trump and was a strong supporter of the president.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good day today. This is News Radio 92.3. Newly released images reveal the impact of Israeli airstrikes on nuclear facilities in Iran. Fox's Jillian Turner tells us more from the State Department.
Israeli military officials say now that the IDF strikes inside Iran caused major damage at least two of the three of the regime's major nuclear weapons facilities. The Iranian regime, unsurprisingly, trying to claim damage was very minimal. We got a reality check. Major damage to one of the regime's primary missile production facilities. It's Kermanshah in western Iran. Also, the Shiraz nuclear power plant. It's in the southern part of the country. And then a third production site, it's in the central region of the country where the regime had been busy with a new nuclear reactor.
Okay, with the attack on Iran now in its fourth day, Fox's Jonathan Savage looking at what Israel's achieved so far.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Operation Rising Lion will remove an existential threat to Israel, namely Iran's alleged ambition to develop a nuclear weapon. The Israeli military has targeted at least 15 locations. They include the main nuclear enrichment facility, a research center, as well as air defenses and military bases. Iran's second highest leader, the commander-in-chief of its military, was killed early in the operation, as was his deputy and five nuclear scientists. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, only spared after a veto from President Trump. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom still feuding over National Guard troops in Los Angeles. A three-judge panel expected to hear arguments from both sides in court tomorrow. Newsom says Trump only sent the National Guard to instill fear in the community, while the president says they were needed to protect law enforcement trying to disperse violent and rowdy crowds during protests against ICE.
Okay, here's your mortgage rate numbers for the afternoon. Numbers sliding through just less than an hour ago. Mortgage rates slightly higher this afternoon, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.89%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.16%. And two top union leaders have resigned from the DNC due to ongoing internal conflicts regarding former Vice Chair David Hogg. Here's more from Fox.
It appears the Democratic National Committee is actually losing not one, but two prominent union leaders. The president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, points to disagreements with Martin's leadership. She goes on to say, "I do not want to be the one who keeps questioning why we are not enlarging our tent and actively trying to engage more and more of our communities." The president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Lee Saunders, tells the New York Times, "These are new times. They demand new strategies, new thinking, and a renewed way of fighting for the values we hold dear."
And people across the country will be celebrating Juneteenth throughout this week. Juneteenth, or June 19th, marks the date in 1865 when slavery ended in the Confederate States after enslaved African Americans learned of their freedom in the state of Texas.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I'll be hosting the parade this coming Thursday with Sue Strawn from Channel 3. We'll be on the streets.
Meeting of the minds there.
Absolutely. This is our 10th year doing this thing, so it's always a blast. Forecasters, I need to tell you about this. Forecasters over at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity expected during the next 7 days. So there you go. Put a big smile on your face. We're going to be talking about some sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump will not sign on to a joint statement with other world leaders at the G7 summit in Canada, calling for the de-escalation between the conflict with Israel and Iran. However, the president is calling on Iran to resume nuclear negotiations.
At the start of this summit, the president said Iran should talk before it's too late.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war.
President Trump would not say what it would take for the U.S. to get involved militarily.
Fox's Jared Halpern, a suspected killer behind a massive Minnesota manhunt facing new federal charges. Vance Belter had his first court appearance today. He's accused in the shooting of two state lawmakers and their spouses. One couple dead, the other injured.
The alleged shooter, Vance Belter, now faces a federal murder charges, which means he is eligible for the death penalty.
Fox's Matt Finn, America's listening to Fox News.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
But I think that you're wild. Assign me some child.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
It's untrue. You might think I'm crazy.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola will dedicate a new marker at Miraflores Park tomorrow at 7 a.m. The marker will distinguish 80 unmarked graves. Mayor Reeves said the marker is the first part of commemorating the site. The rediscovery of the cemetery happened when Boy Scouts were cleaning the basement of a building and found skeletal remains in 2021.
Okay, story number two this afternoon, Upward Intuition, the non-for-profit organization that launched Blake Doyle near downtown Pensacola, is proposing a skate spot in the corner of Cordova Square. This will help open the lines of communication. City Council member Allison Patton, who represents the area where the skate spot is proposed, will hold an informal meeting in just a bit tonight, 6 o'clock in the gazebo at Cordova Square to discuss the proposal. You think they're going to get some rain over there, Austin?
If right now is any implication, yeah.
Yeah. Might want to bring along some umbrellas.
And Pensacola Police looking to add resources to its real-time crime center. It would be a partnership between private surveillance camera owners, businesses, and PPD. Members of the Community Outreach Division plan to speak with businesses and homeowners, asking them to register their cameras. Right now, the registry would not allow direct live stream access to the Pensacola Police Department.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The winner of the 2025 U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn.
On NBC, 34-year-old Los Angeles native J.J. Spahn, who led the U.S. Open after one round, was the leader after the 72nd and final hole Sunday, when he drained a 65-foot putt to win $4.3 million with a two-stroke victory over Robert McIntyre. Before this, J.J. Spawn's only victory on the PGA Tour back in 2022 at the Valero Texas Open. Yesterday, Spawn opened with bogeys on five of his first six holes. Then he got a gift, a rain delay of more than 90 minutes, which allowed him to reset and come back a different golfer.
The weather delay we had was very, kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day. Similar thing happened to me at the Players. So this time I wanted to, I kind of leaned on that whole experience where I came back after the delay at the Players and I just, you know, kept pushing and I did that today and bounced back and fought really hard on the back nine.
U.S. Open champion J.J. Spawn with NBC. NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight in Oklahoma City, 8:30 Eastern Time. The Thunder host the Pacers, tied two games apiece. NBA trade, the Memphis Grizzlies dealt Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and four unprotected first-round draft picks. The Grizzlies and the Magic also swapped first-rounders. Baseball trade, the Red Sox dealt three-time All-Star Rafael Devers to the Giants for lefty starting pitcher Kyle Harrison, righty Jordan Hicks, and prospects James Tibbs III and Jose Bello. The Giants lost the Sunday night game to the Dodgers 5-4. Los Angeles manager Dave Roberts announced Shohei Ohtani will make his pitching debut for the Dodgers tonight as the opener against the Padres. Ohtani likely to pitch one or two innings. He's 21 months removed from a second elbow surgery. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, the NBA Finals resume tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Indiana Pacers in Game 5, that game taking place in OKC. The Thunder tied the series at two games apiece on Friday. Both teams now halfway to their first NBA title ever. Tip-off is set for 7:30. You can catch coverage of this game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, it was an interesting weekend. NASCAR started a new chapter on Sunday. Paul Stevens has a recap for you.
A memorable day for the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday.
NASCAR making history. Racing in Mexico City. And the first name on the trophy is Shane Van Gisbergen.
That call on Amazon Prime as Shane Van Gisbergen mastered another new track, the iconic Mexico road course, at NASCAR's Viva Mexico 250, the first NASCAR Cup Series points-paying race outside the U.S. in the modern era. The New Zealander leading 60 laps for his first Cup win since he won in his NASCAR debut at the inaugural 2023 street course race in Chicago. Christopher Bell finished second, Chase Elliott was third. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And Joey Chestnut returning to Coney Island this July 4th for Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The 41-year-old is a 16-time champ, but he was barred from competing last year because he'd partnered with Impossible Foods to promote its vegetable-based Franks. He says he's thrilled to be back, and after downing a record-setting 76 hot dogs in Nathan's 2021 competition, he says he's going for 80 this time.
You know, in sports movies coming out, I really enjoyed, remember the movie League of Their Own?
No, I've never seen
Gina
it.
Gina Davis played in it. It was about the women's baseball league. When the guys were out fighting the wars, they were playing baseball.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, the last original player in the women's baseball league of the 1940s has died. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Baseball icon and teacher Betsy Jockum was the last original member of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Jockum and her fellow athletes inspired the 1992 movie A League of Their Own.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Sock'em Jock'em, who died on May 31st, was signed in 1943, named an All-Star, and also held bachelor's and master's degrees from Illinois University. Her South Bend Blue Sox uniform is on permanent display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Betsy Jock'em was 104. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
T-
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
There's a major settlement today involving the opioid crisis. Jenny Casola has a story for us.
New Jersey's Attorney General Matthew Platkin says Purdue Pharma, its owners, the Sackler family, and 55 attorneys general have agreed to a $7.4 billion settlement. Purdue was accused of aggressively marketing opioid products for decades, creating the largest drug crisis in the nation's history. The Sackler family has informed attorneys general it plans to proceed with the settlement, which ends their control of Purdue and their ability to sell opioids in the U.S. Communities across the U.S. will directly receive funds over the next 15 years, though most of the money from the settlement will be distributed in the first 3 years. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And Polish scientists have created a new way of delivering antibiotics to where they're needed. They created mats with a technique called electrospinning, containing super thin polymer fibers that deliver an antibacterial drug. The advanced engineering in the mats allows them to deliver exactly the right amount of the drug where and when it is needed.
Well, the average age of new mothers in the U.S. is still climbing. This is according to the new numbers provided this afternoon from the CDC. Tanya J. Powers has more on those numbers.
A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that the average age of moms giving birth in the U.S. has risen to nearly 30 years old. That comes from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, which says the average age of all mothers giving birth in the U.S. increased from 28.7 years old in 2016 to 29.6 in 2023. The study also tracked the decline in teen pregnancies, which have dropped from 11% of first births in 2016 to 8.7% in 2023. Earlier this year, a CDC study found that births among women in their 40s have tripled since 1990. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a new study suggests that adding more fruits and veggies to your diet to get could help you get quality sleep. Researchers from the University of Chicago and Columbia University found that eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains could help you get better sleep. The study's co-authors said adjusting your diet could be a new and cost-friendly way to do so. The study is one of the first to show what you eat during the day could change your sleep that same night. Researchers estimated that eating the recommended 5 cups of fruits and vegetables a day could improve sleep by 16%.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, it is raining outside. And so be extra careful if you're driving around this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Your braking distance will be just a little bit off. This month is about your safety everywhere you go. Yep, Lisa Brady explains.
This is House Call for Health. June is National Safety Month, an annual observance to focus on safety in the workplace and other places too. The National Association of County Administrators is taking a lead on safety this year, noting that in 2022, unintentional injuries were the third leading cause of death in U.S. counties. 2025 is broken into several safety topics, including continuous improvement, employee engagement, roadway safety, and well-being. You can get more information at countyadministrators.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got some heavy backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10. Also have some issues on I-10 itself if you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Worst looking spot outside of that would have to be Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound approaching the bridge to head over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton. As for your weather on a local scale, 88 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Already got some of that rain kicking in, so be safe out there. Rainfall chances are going to linger around and increase tomorrow, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 79.
Okay, that's our look at weather. Let's go to the national level. Rough weather continuing throughout several portions of the U.S. today. Boy, West Virginia is getting smacked really hard. Here's Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean with the Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, along with the risk of flash flooding for sections of the plains, the Midwest, and across the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic region the next few days. Weather hazards include large hail, damaging winds, lightning, and some tornadoes, along with very heavy rainfall that could cause flooding issues. Fire danger, along with extreme heat, continues for the Southwest and the Great Basin. Stay tuned with Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Trump administration is considering an expansion to its travel ban by possibly forbidding citizens of three dozen additional countries from entering into the United States. Earlier this month, President Trump signed a proclamation banning the entry of citizens from 12 countries, saying the move was needed to protect the U.S. against terrorists and other national security threats. Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel pitching his turnaround strategy to store managers at the company's leadership experience in Las Vegas. Nickel's back to Starbucks strategy will now focus on winning over employees as well as investors. Stocks were higher on Wall Street to start the week of trading, with the Dow up 317 points, the S&P 500 added 56, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by nearly 300. U.S. crude oil futures for July are falling 2% above $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Trump administration and Harvard University were back in Boston today. Yeah, they were in the courtroom as federal government works to block their foreign student enrollment program. Getting very contentious up there in Beantown. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Federal Judge Allison Brose has temporarily extended an order that blocks the Trump administration from keeping foreign students out of Harvard. The Trump administration cited national security and said the university is no longer a trustworthy steward of international student and exchange visitor programs. Harvard's attorney says this is a violation of their First Amendment rights and retaliatory for not complying with President Trump's demands that Harvard shift how it operates. Judge Burroughs, an Obama appointee, already issued a temporary restraining order against the Trump administration, but Monday said she needs more time to prepare a ruling on a longer-term injunction. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the Trump administration announcing a new wireless phone service called Trump Mobile. The organization hopes the new service will rival providers like T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T. The service will cost customers $47.45 a month. A smartphone called the T1 will cost $500 and will launch in September. The phone looks to include a gold-colored metal case with an American flag on it.
Okay, President Trump attending the G7 summit, you know, that's happening in Alberta, Canada, said that a trade deal between the two countries, Canada and the U.S., was still possible, though he still favors tariffs on Canada.
I think we have different concepts. I have a tariff concept. And Mark has a different concept, which is something that some people like. But we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of it today. I'm a tariff person. I've always been a tariff. It's simple, it's easy, it's precise.
And 23andMe reportedly selling itself to its co-founder and former CEO, Ann Wojcicki. The Wall Street Journal reports pharmaceutical company Regeneron had been named 23andMe's buyer for $250 million. The journal says Wojcicki's nonprofit TTAM Research Institute then made an unsolicited offer of $305 million, and Regeneron decided not to counter that. The acquisition still needs to be approved by the bankruptcy court, and the genetic testing company still faces several legal challenges.
Okay, expect to pay more. You're not going to want to hear this. Soon at the gas pump, due in large to the increase in hostilities in the Middle East. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says that gas prices had actually fallen 5 cents over the past 2 weeks, but things changed immediately due to the military strikes between Israel and Iran.
On Friday, a shock came to the oil markets with a move up of about $5 per barrel just from the day before.
And that, she says, will lead to an immediate increase in gas prices here at home.
we will see gasoline prices jump anywhere between 12 and perhaps 20 or 25 cents in the near future.
Lumberg says prices could rise even higher if Iran makes good on threats to close the Strait of Hormuz, which is a major supply route for Middle Eastern oil. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, 450, 10 away from 5 News Radio 92.3. Well, we're talking about gas prices here. Florida gas prices, I wanted to check this out here before we got out of this story. They're the lowest in a month, but face upward pressure heading into this week. Gas prices are slightly lower, as the state average price for unleaded regular $2.90 per gallon. In Pensacola, a low of $2.72 was posted, $2.84 in Cantoma, and $2.72 in Gulf Breeze.
All right. I'm not much of a cosmetics person, so I may need some help here. Billionaire cosmetics heir Leonard Lauder is dead at the age of 92. He was the former head of cosmetics giant Estée Lauder.
Estée Lauder.
Oh, it sounds more familiar when you put it that way.
Estée Lauder.
Estée Lauder Companies. He died on Saturday. His son released a statement crediting his father with having worked tirelessly to build and transform the beauty industry, pioneering many of the innovations, trends, and best practices that are foundational to the industry today.
Yeah, I grew up smelling that stuff. I can tell you it's Estée Lauder. Hey, remember when digital price tagging drew all sorts of complaints of potential price changes on items in stores? Mm. Well, looks like those fears are not realized. Here's Eben Brown with an explanation.
The new mobile service is announced by Donald Trump Jr.
We've partnered with some of the greatest people in the industry to make sure that real Americans can get true value from their mobile carriers.
And his brother Eric.
All your customer service will be done in America. It's going to be done in St. Louis, Missouri.
It's $47.45 a month, referring to their father being the 45th and 47th president. The Trump Organization website says it comes with unlimited data, 24/7 roadside assistance, and telehealth services. A Trump-branded Made in America gold-colored Android phone called the T1 is available to pre-order for $499 with a $100 down payment. The announcement at Trump Tower in New York's 10 years since the president came down the escalator to announce his 2016 campaign. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The concept of digital price tags had people thinking that retailers, specifically grocery stores, could adjust prices throughout the day on key items like food based on supply and demand, affecting shoppers' budgets. At least three states have tried passing laws to ban or limit the practice, but researchers at UC San Diego, University of Texas, and Northwestern, reviewing prices at a certain supermarket between 2019 and 2024, found that's not happening. The store introduced digital price tags in 2022, and prices kept within 6/10,000ths of a percentage point. Eben Brown, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So 4:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price standing by here, all cocked, ready to go. Has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Do have some backups on. Oh, well, first of all, oh my goodness, where are my manners at? This traffic and weather update brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. You can start at Indeed.com/credit. Anyway, where was I? Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Got some backups there. Also got some on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. And still got a lot on Pine Forest Road, especially if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. And got some developing on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. As for the weather, 88 degrees. It is actively raining out there. Tonight's low is going to be 79. Tomorrow, going to be a copy and paste of the same thing. Got a pretty decent chance of thunderstorms throughout your Tuesday, where the high will once again be 88 and the low 79.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, 4:56 News Radio 92.3. How to Train Your Dragon flies to the top of the weekend box office charts. Kathleen Maloney has the details.
How to Train Your Dragon soared to a strong $83 million debut in North American theaters.
We are all descendants of the finest dragon fighters from everywhere the Vikings ever traveled.
The live-action adaptation follows the unlikely friendship between a young Viking and a dragon named Toothless. Disney's Lilo and Stitch slips to second place. After topping the charts for three weekends, it added another $15 million, pushing its domestic total past $386 million. Materialists, a romantic dramedy starring Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal, rounds out the top three films with a $12 million debut. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And this story will give you a new fear. Prince William mourning the loss of a friend who died last week after swallowing a bee at a polo match. Sanjay Kapoor collapsed during the match in the UK, apparently after going into anaphylactic shock and suffering a heart attack. The billionaire businessman was just 53 years old.
Grey's Anatomy and Euphoria star Eric Dane has revealed an emotional update on his recent medical diagnosis. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
During an interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC's Good Morning America, Grey's star Eric Dane spoke about the progression of his ALS diagnosis. He says his right side has completely stopped working, and he now has only one functioning arm. Dane says his left arm is getting weaker as well. He was diagnosed in April after 9 months of testing. ALS is a fatal progressive degenerative disease that weakens muscles and causes eventual paralysis. There is no known cure. In the interview, Dane teared up when talking about the support of his wife, Rebecca Gayhart. Dane is returning for season 3 of Euphoria and also stars in the Amazon Prime video series Countdown, which premieres June 25th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Caitlyn Jenner has left Israel after being stuck in the country due to the conflict with Iran. Jenner was in Tel Aviv to be a guest of honor of the city's gay pride celebration, but it was called off after Israel and Iran began trading missiles. The 75-year-old was reportedly able to leave the country by land and went into Jordan to escape the fighting. Jenner expected to now fly back home to Los Angeles.
You know what? The new pope is really something else, especially to people living in the Windy City.
Mm-hmm.
The new pope meeting with an Oscar winner. Tanya J. Powers has come back here and has more.
Pope Leo granted a private audience to Oscar winner Al Pacino at the Vatican on Monday. It's believed to be the first reported official audience between the American Pope and a movie star. Pacino was part of a delegation from the film Maserati, The Brothers, which is shooting in Italy. The film's producer was also in attendance and released a statement confirming the meeting, calling it a moment of profound spiritual and cultural inspiration. Last month, it was revealed that Pacino, who was 85, had joined the Maserati cast and will play a businessman who supported the Maserati family and invested in the early days of the company. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Man, no wonder everyone's liking that Pope. He's sporting White Sox hats and talking to actors and everything.
I mean,
how about that?
I got a story coming up with Chicago fans next hour.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of set that one up. So be around with us next hour. We'll talk about the Pope. We'll talk about the Chicago White Sox fans. And we'll tell you how that. Hey, listen, if you're traversing 9th Avenue, East Romana Street, Bayfront Parkway, that area, it's closed. Yeah, the road had a little problem. Road gave away earlier today around 2:45. A detour has been set up for motorists to take East Romana Street directly to Bayfront Parkway. So remember that. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll look at some more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.